have a go at the fear. And as I say, there's a lot of unfinished business there that you have to sort out. And it's only by doing it in depth that you do sort it out. It's this business of, we might see hundreds of these little things as we go along, but we don't see it. And as much as we can say, well, I'm fearful, I'm this, that or the other. And you see the surface stuff, but you don't see the depth. And that's the state that you have to, now you're taking that on. My advice to you is to try and see it in depth. Understand it in depth. And it'll only be by this business of self-observation and so on. But you can do it. Probably like the person that was fearful. And they've had the knowledge that they're fearful, and they see because this happened to them and that happened to them. As a little nipper, they became fearful there, and then this happened to them as they grew up, and so it goes on. And then they find that all the way through their lives, they seem to be dogged by fear. Well, that would be all the stuff that they would be getting in the way of knowledge about themselves. I think you know the words. What you have to do is to understand them. You know where these things originated in you and why they came through and that kind of thing, but you don't understand. That's the thing. And this is what has to happen. People have to get a whole lot of knowledge and then they have to get understanding. This goes through the whole spectrum of what each one of us are made up with. We have lots of areas where we do understand a bit about ourselves, and we have lots of areas that we know about ourselves but don't understand. Well, this is one of them in you that you've picked on. So it's only time that will teach you. And you have to drum up the understanding. It means to say that you have to deal with this business of shutting up your associative thinking. That's the best actual effort that you can put in on your behalf. You put that effort in and then you try and be still inside yourself and quiet inside yourself to give it a chance to come through. You can't hasten it. It's the big step up from knowledge. The way to come to it is, it really in the end, is being passive, truly passive inside yourself. Then the understanding, because the understanding, it's yours, but it comes from the best part of yourself. It's got to come through to you. It's your understanding. It has to be your understanding. But it has to come through to you in your ordinary, everyday way of looking at things. To get a real understanding has to come through your spirit. But you can get understanding in your minds, of course. It's an absolute awareness in a sense. You can't make it, you can't force it. It's an act of grace, if you want to use that word. It's God in you coming through in a personal way to you. I can tell you how to get rid of fear. I've told you thousands of times. Once you know you're not your body, you'll never be frightened again. Once you do that, that's the answer. It's gone then. Once you do that. But you see, now that's words and that's knowledge. You have to be able to do it to have the understanding.